Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Well, hello, everybody. Glad to be back with you on Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network at the end of what's been a beautiful week for baseball and softball and lacrosse and soccer and everything that's been going on. Some chilly nights, but some beautiful days, including this Sunday. Wow, what a day. We so apologize for not being able to have a podcast last weekend. Last weekend was a bit strange. Got away with us, from us. We had a trip to Farmville we needed to take. And when all was said and done, it just there was not time to get one together. And we don't like that happening, but sometimes it is inevitable. The good news is that we are back after a couple of months in our home studio. We want to thank our friends at WHAN Radio in Ashland who allowed us graciously to use their studios for the last several podcasts going back to the end of February when we were knee-deep in basketball playoff action as our loving, wonderful, fantastic 6-year-old Toshiba laptop finally gave up the ghost right at playoff time. And we suddenly had to switch to a new laptop, which means we had a whole lot of work to do to get all of our work off of our old hard drive. And the poor Toshiba, I got to tell you, the innards were working great. The hard drive was fine. Everything inside was fine. The actual physical computer was falling apart all around it. And the death knell was when we were sitting at the Conference 11 basketball championship finals in the middle of February, and I go to put my USB port in to transfer some pictures we had taken, and the USB just went jiggle, 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 in and out, and wouldn't fit. And I'm like, what in the world's going on? Well, it, come to find out it had the holding there, the framework, had just collapsed. And so after looking at it and trying, it was determined that it was just better off to say good night and goodbye to that one. So we saved the hard drive and all the equipment and all the records from the last several years. And have been working with our new computer here for the last couple of months and then couldn't find the software to use for our recording sessions. And thus the trips up to Ashland to do the podcasts until we found it doing some major cleaning here around the office and around the house back on Tuesday night. The night that our scheduled broadcast of Mills Godwin Lee Davis softball got rained out. So it gave us a chance to kind of catch up on some stuff here at our home office and studios. And lo and behold, we finally found the disc. And so here we are. Long story short, it's nice to be back in the friendly confines of the home studio doing this edition of Central Region Now. And what a fun week it has been. It's been softball week, in case you missed it. God, I hope you didn't. We had some great action live on the RVA Sports Network. Monday night, the very exciting 2-1 nine-inning thriller. Glenn Allen goes to Atlee and gives number 2 Atlee after coming off their first loss to Lee Davis the previous Friday. Everything they wanted and more, and the Raiders survived that home 2-1 in nine innings on Monday. Tuesday night, we were rained out, so Wednesday we had live tweet coverage of Mills Godwin Lee Davis, and the Eagles put a scare into the Confederates, the top-ranked team in the area, before just falling short. 3-2 the final score in that one. And then Thursday night, back on the air over at Glen Allen when number 3 Clover Hill came in town. That was a good game. Clover Hill, Hannah Hall with a fantastic night in the circle and also at the plate, scoring 2 of their 3 runs, striking out 14-15, if memory serves me correctly, and getting the victory 3-1 over Glen Allen. Tough week for Glen Allen. They've lost 3 games this year. And they were 2 at the time they played the teams, the number 1 team, the number 2 team, and the number 5 team in our top 10 poll. I just gave away a little part of the new softball poll if you heard that a moment ago. I'm not going to refer to it until we get to the polls in a moment, but I did just give something away. And then Friday night over in Mechanicsville for the oldest rivalry in Hanover County, Patrick Henry, Lee Davis. Patriots are young. The Patriots are extremely talented. They're good now. They're going to be scary good in the next couple of years. They have one senior on a roster of 19 players. But Lee Davis found a way to get really good offense going on Friday night, and they picked up the 6-1 victory to remain unbeaten. So that was the three broadcasts we had and the live tweet coverage we had during softball week this past week. Hope you enjoyed it here on the RVA Sports Network. Before we get into our new top tens and the first Super 6 polls of the year in soccer and lacrosse, a reminder that our game of the week turns back to baseball this week. It'll be Friday night, weather permitting. Now, my friends over at NBC 12 are talking about a possibility of some showers on Friday, and I'm going to tell you, we need some rain. We have a deficit of nearly 2 inches so far for this year, and I'm hearing rumors that it's going to be a long, hot summer. So we need to put some moisture in the ground here, especially those of you who are listening who have gardens and have flowers and want your lawns to look good. Wish it wasn't Friday that they were calling for it, but we need it because it's going to be dry. It's been dry for several days, and it's going to be dry for another 3 or 4 before we get to the end of the week. But weather permitting, Friday night we'll be live at number 1 Hanover. Now, no secret there. They were the top team in our top 10 baseball poll this past week, and they repeat this week. And they will be hosting Lee Davis in a top 10 Hanover County baseball battle. Lee Davis and Hanover, Friday night at 7, exclusively on the RVA Sports Network. Of course, all of our games at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. Go ahead, go there, and click subscribe. And the reason why we urge you to do that is very simple. When you do that, you will get notifications either through email or on your phone every time we start a live RVA Sports Network high school sports broadcast. You don't have to try to remember it, et cetera, et cetera. What it'll do is it'll pop up. It pops up on my phone, and then you just press that little notification. It takes you to the broadcast. You click play, and you never miss another live RVA Sports Network high school sports broadcast again. So I hope you'll do that. Go click subscribe at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. And we've had this question posed to us multiple times this week as we've been out on the road broadcasting. And the question is, do you archive your broadcast? And the answer is, yes, we do. YouTube automatically archives our Game of the Week broadcast the minute we're completed. When we click stop, and the broadcast comes to an end, it automatically saves, and immediately you can go to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network, just search our homepage for the game of the week you want to listen to, and you can listen to it any time you want. And we've got a game of the weeks archived in basketball and baseball and softball from this year, videos from other events and whatnot. So youtube.com/RVA Sports Network, it's a place you need to be. Okay, before we start talking about what we're going to be doing this coming week here on the network, besides our game of the week on Friday night, the broadcast of Lee Davis and Hanover, let us get to the polls. We will first unveil the latest RVA Sports Network top 10 baseball and softball polls, and then after that, we will give you the brand new ones, the brand new polls, Super 6 polls in boys and girls soccer and boys and girls lacrosse. First to baseball. We have no new teams and no teams dropping out of the top 10 this week. We have some teams shuffling around, though, some in pretty major fashion. Falling 2 spots from 8 to 10, the Confederates of Lee Davis. So Lee Davis, at one point, was number 2 in our poll a couple of weeks ago. They've had a couple of tough losses. They got a good shutout win at home on Friday night, 2-0 over Patrick Henry. And again, they're looking forward to Friday night this week when they go to number 1 Hanover. And that's our game of the week on Friday. But Lee Davis falling 2 to number 10. Holding steady at number 9, tough loss earlier, or late I should say, in the week. Fourth loss of the season, Trinity Episcopal, the one private school team in our poll. Benedictine, close to being in our top 10, got a huge win Saturday night in their annual fundraising game against St. Christopher's up at RF&P Park, which is not far from our world headquarters. 13-3 the final score, and we still may see the Cadets in our top 10 before this season is over. Dropping the spot from 7 to 8, the Titans of Cosby. Dropping the spot from 6 to 7, the Raiders of Atlee, who had yet another bitter disappointment Friday night. They had the lead at number one Hanover, and then Hanover comes back, gets the walk-off win 4-3, and the Raiders fall. But, man, they have been in every game they've played this year save one. The only game that they've had this year where they were nowhere close was the game against Metoka over spring break. Even though Glenn Allen jumped on them last Monday night, we got over and got to see some of that game. They were still feisty and competitive and trying to get back into it before they fell to Glenn Allen. So this past week, Atlee has fallen to the top two teams in last week's poll. Are they still the top two teams? We're about to find out. Atlee at 7, jumping 4 spots from 10 to 6, the Rapids of James River, arguably the hottest team in the Richmond area. They have won, if memory serves me correctly, either 7 or 8 in a row. And that winning streak started down over spring break in South Carolina, and they are unbeaten since they've returned to the 804. The Rapids are at number 6. Our top 5 remains the same. And here we go. Staying at number 5 this week, the loss this week to Prince George, who we'll talk about in a moment, but still hanging in there at number 5, the Colonials of Colonial Heights. The aforementioned Royals of Prince George hold steady at number 4, and what a start for Prince George this season. Just fantastic. Mills Godwin getting a huge win Wednesday night at Lee Davis 9-0. Mills Godwin hangs on to number 3, holding steady at number 2 after getting a win on Friday night as well. The Jaguars of Glenn Allen, and we talked about the walk-off win on Friday night for Hanover. Then they get a walk-off win on Saturday on a Grand Slam homer in the 9th inning. It's been a wild week for the Hawks, and it ends with them staying atop our top 10 baseball poll. Number 1 team again, Hanover. So your top 10 baseball poll again, let's review it for you. Hanover at 1, Glenn Allen at 2, Mills Godwin at 3, Prince George at 4, Colonial Heights at 5. They are unchanged from last week. James River zooms up 4 notches, 10-6. Atlee falls 1-7, Cosby 1-8. Trinity Episcopal holds at 9, and Lee Davis falls from 8-10. Now the latest softball top 10 poll, and there have been a few changes here as well. We have one team that dropped out and one new team in our poll. We'll start at the bottom, work our way to the top. Down 1 to number 10, the Lancers of Manchester. Down 2 notches to number 9 after their defeat on Friday on the game of the week against Lee Davis, but still very talented team. The Patriots of Patrick Henry, and they have a very interesting week ahead of them. They start a 6-game homestand Monday night. They host Louisa, a team that they won against on the road on their opening game about a month ago. The home-and-home with the Lions ends tomorrow night, so Monday night Louisa's in. That'll be competitive. Wednesday night, Glenn Allen comes to Ashland. That'll be a great game. And then Friday night, Patrick Henry, after being on the road the last 2 weeks on Rivalry Night Friday, and their only 2 losses have been to county rivals, at Hanover last week, at Lee Davis this past Friday. This week, they get to go home and host Atlee. But that is a power week of games for the Patriots. And if Patrick Henry could beat Louisa, Glenn Allen, and Atlee all within 4 days of each other, they won't stay at number 9 next week. I can almost promise you that. New to the poll at number 8 and pulling off maybe the biggest win of the week, the Thomas Dale Knights enter our softball poll for the first time. And Thomas Dale got the first loss on the record of Prince George with a 1-0 victory. Congratulations to Thomas Dale. They are brand new to our poll for the first time this season. Falling 1 notch from 6-7, the hard luck Glenn Allen Jaguars. Competitive team. Oh, man, such a good team. But their 3 losses this year are 2 top 10 teams, and we'll expound upon that in a moment. And let me say this, too. I have seen just about everybody in our top 10 poll. I'm looking at our poll right now. I've seen 8 of the current top 10 teams. I have seen 2 teams that have been in our top 10 that are no longer in our top 10, and Mills Godwin and Deep Run. And personally, I think the most improved player, and certainly the most improved pitcher I've seen this year, is Julia Fritz of Glen Allen. She had a masterful performance in that 9-inning thriller against Atlee back on Monday night that we had live here on RVASN. She pitched well on Thursday night in the loss to Clover Hill. Julia is going to make some noise for Glen Allen. And Glen Allen, Mills Godwin, Deep Run, they've all played Lee Davis. They've all lost to Lee Davis, but they were all competitive with Lee Davis. And so it's no guarantee that Lee Davis is going to go to the Conference 11 tournament and just waltz right through it. Mills Godwin had the tying run on in the 7th inning Wednesday night and just couldn't get it across, and they ended up falling 3-2 in that game. So nothing's going to come easy for Lee Davis. For those of you who are Lee Davis fans and are thinking they're going to cruise through the regular season, I would not do that. Number one, they've still got 4 more games against county opponents, all of them top 10 teams. And number two, the Conference 11 tournament is not going to be a picnic. But congratulations to Thomas Dale moving into the poll at 8. And Glen Allen, even though they fell from 6-7, they are still capable of being one of the top teams in the area. Up 4 notches from 10-6, the Generals of Dinwiddie, who have all of a sudden made it pretty much a 2-team race right now, but that could change over in Conference 20 in 4A East. I think Powhatan may want to have something to say about that. But right now, Hanover and Dinwiddie are the cream of the crop over in 4A. And Dinwiddie, they go up from 10-6, just like James River did in our baseball poll. Top 5, down 1 to number 5, Hanover. They fell at home 5-1 to Atlee on Friday night. So their lone loss of the season to the Raiders, and they've got number 1 Lee Davis coming in this Friday night. Now, we're broadcasting the baseball game. But as we do, we will obviously keep an eye on and give you highlights from that softball game, Lee Davis at Hanover. It'll be 1-5 on Friday night at 7. Falling 1 to number 4 after their first loss of the season, the Prince George Royals. They have a huge game a week from tomorrow, a week from Monday, April 25th. They host Lee Davis for a 5 o'clock game. That's going to be huge. Up 2 to number 3, bouncing back after their loss to St. Margaret's with that big road win at Glen Allen, the Cavaliers of Clover Hill, and they did it without Elizabeth Britton, who was out due to an injury, and hopefully she'll be back soon, and that will only strengthen the lineup for Clover Hill. So in 6A, I'm telling you, Conference 3's tournament's going to be fun. We've got 3 of those teams in our top 10, in number 3, Clover Hill, number 8, Thomas Dale, and number 10, Manchester. That does not include Cosby or James River, either of whom could win a couple of games in that tournament and grab a 6A South region bid. We're going to see James River tomorrow, and we'll talk about that in a moment when we start getting into our schedule for this coming week. So number 3, Clover Hill. The top 2 stay the same. Atlee with a win over Hanover, and that 9-inning thriller over Glen Allen, they are at number 2 and holding steady unbeaten at number 1. The Confederates of Lee Davis now 7-0. They've got Henrico on Tuesday night. They host number 10 Manchester on Wednesday night, and then they go to number 5 Hanover on Friday. So it doesn't get any easier for the top team. And by the way, if you missed it on Hanover Sports, we tweeted it out on Friday that they broke Lee Davis softball, that is, the USA Today Super 25 poll. They entered this past week at number 25. That's a major, major accomplishment. And we congratulate head coach Jackie Davis and the crew on that. But I know that they're looking at all that and going, okay, that's nice. That's wonderful. We got to worry about Henrico. That's all they're worried about now is their next game. And that's the way it should be. So to review the softball top 10, Lee Davis, Atlee, Clover Hill, Prince George, Hanover, your top 5, Dinwiddie up to 6, Glen Allen at 7, Thomas Dale new to the poll at 8, PH at 9, and Manchester at 10. Super 6 poll time. Here we go for the next, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, including tonight. We give you the top 6 teams in boys and girls soccer, boys and girls lacrosse, and in lacrosse we do public schools only. So let's do soccer first. Boys soccer, number 6, the Patriots of Patrick Henry, the surprise team in the area. They won 2 games all of last year. They have won 5 in a row. Already they've knocked off their county brethren Hanover. They've knocked off Lee Davis. They got a big home game tomorrow night against Maggie Walker. And Coach Dan McGraw's crew looking really good right now with a freshman goalkeeper. Patrick Henry is number 6. Number 5, their former Colonial District mates, the Douglas Freeman Rebels. And they've got a big matchup this week as well. Number 4, James River. The Rapids at number 4 in our first Super 6 boys soccer poll. And you can mark your calendar Tuesday night at James River, 7 o'clock start. Number 4, James River hosts number 5, Douglas Freeman. That'll be a good one. Number 3 in the poll, Mills Godwin, whose lone loss is to number 2, Deep Run. And our number 1 team, first number 1 team in our Super 6 boys soccer poll, congratulations to the Titans of Cosby. So our Super 6 boys soccer poll, Cosby 1, Deep Run 2, Mills Godwin, James River, Douglas Freeman, and Patrick Henry. On the girls' soccer side, first Super 6 poll at number 6, the Raiders of Atlee, who got a 5-2 win at Hanover Friday night. At number 5, Monacan, who's had a very impressive defensive stretch of late. At number 4, St. Catharines, the lone private school in our girls' soccer countdown. At number 3, the Deep Run Wildcats. At number 2, Clover Hill. And our first girls' soccer top team filled with the Division I prospects, the Eagles of Mills Godwin. So your girls' soccer Super 6 poll, Mills Godwin 1, Clover Hill 2, Deep Run 3, St. Catharines 4, Monacan 5, and Atlee at number 6. Boys lacrosse. And again, with lacrosse, we do VHSL eligible teams only. So no club teams and no VISAA teams, because we don't have enough manpower and resources to get to be able to get over to see the collegiates and the St. Chris's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we just feel like that's the most fair thing to do. Boys lacrosse top 6, number 6, Thomas Dale. Number 5, Atlee. Number 4, Midlothian. Number 3, Douglas Freeman. Number 2, James River. And a bit of a surprise, but a strong start for our first number 1 team in boys lacrosse, and it could be a breakthrough season for this program, the Hawks of Hanover. They had their first big matchup against Atlee not too long ago and got a big, big win. Those two teams will play again before this regular season is over, and then they move on to their own classifications in the postseason. Hanover, a 4A school. Atlee, of course, a 5A school. So your boys lacrosse Super 6 is Hanover, James River, Douglas Freeman, Midlothian, Atlee, Thomas Dale. Girls lacrosse Super 6, number 6, James River. Number 5, Atlee. Number 4, Mills Godwin. Number 5, Atlee goes to number 4, Mills Godwin, Monday night at 7:30, and we will be there with live tweet coverage on both Hanover Sports and Henrico Sports. It's going to be a busy Monday for us. We go down the river to James River for Atlee James River softball. As soon as that's done, we hit 288, take the Patterson Avenue exit, turn left on Pump Road, and get to Godwin for Atlee Mills Godwin girls lacrosse. It's going to be a busy but fun Monday of coverage. Number 3 in girls lacrosse, Douglas Freeman. Number 2, the lone Freeman loss to the Wildcats of Deep Run, who got a 19-18 win over Bishop Sullivan back on Friday night. Huge win for the Wildcats. Sydney Whitaker went off and had a great night that night. And the number 1 team in our girls Super 6 lacrosse poll is the Trojans of Midlothian. So Midlothian, Deep Run, Douglas Freeman, Mills Godwin, Atlee, and James River are your top 6. Now, looking ahead to this week, and all of this is subject to change, either due to weather or due to games being moved or us deciding that other games are of more importance, because we're starting to come up now on the final month of regular season action. About a month from now, conference tournaments in some sports will be underway, others will be about to begin. And so we're going to try to get to as many teams as we can, but we also want to get to as many games as possible in the various sports that have the most implications when it comes to looking ahead to playoff time. We mentioned already, Monday, we'll be live at James River High School for the James River softball, hosting number 2 Atlee. That game's scheduled to have first pitch at 4:30. And we'll have coverage on both Hanover Sports and Chesterfield Sports on Twitter. Then we hit the road back across the James River, head over to Godwin, and at 7:30, we'll have live tweet coverage of Atlee at Mills Godwin Girls Lacrosse, number 5 ranked Raiders, number 4 ranked Eagles. Tuesday, right now, we are scheduled to go to Randolph-Macon. Randolph-Macon baseball ranked number 6 in the country in Division 3. They had a big weekend series, 2 games against Roanoke this weekend. They got the first win on Saturday. They picked up a 4-3 victory on Sunday. They are now 12-5 in ODAC play and in a 3-way tie for first place. And they are 26-5-1 on the season. If they beat Hampden-Sydney on Tuesday afternoon, it would be the 27th win of the year for the team, which would mean the seniors on Randolph-Macon will have won 100 career games. And no senior class in Randolph-Macon baseball history has ever been able to say they've won 100 career games in a Yellow Jacket uniform. This current class, the class of 2016, has won 99. They'll go for number 100 Tuesday at 3:30 against the thorn in their side in baseball the last couple of years, a team in Hampden-Sydney that's been kind of middle of the road. But they beat Randolph-Macon last year in a very critical juncture when Randolph-Macon was favored. And when they met earlier this year in Farmville, Hampden-Sydney got a big win. So the Yellow Jackets, looking for some revenge against their arch rivals, will be at Hugh Stevens Field at Estes Park in Ashland Tuesday, 3:30 on Hanover Sports on Twitter. When that is done, time permitting, we're going to head down to Glen Allen High School and try to catch boys lacrosse between Clover Hill and Glen Allen on Chesterfield Sports and Henrico Sports. That's a 7:30 start, or as soon as girls lacrosse ends, and they begin at 6 p.m. Wednesday is kind of up in the air right now. We're looking seriously at going to Mechanicsville to see Manchester against Lee Davis in softball, be a top 10 matchup, number 10 and number 1. There are some other games that we're looking at as well. Thursday, the 21st, right now, is cleared. We haven't scheduled anything yet. We're just looking at all the options, and we'll make a decision and let you know on Twitter what our coverage schedule will be. I do know that Taylor Luck at Taylor RVASN will be out and about on Thursday night, and he'll also be joining us on Friday night. Friday night, another rivalry night in Hanover County. Hanover Sports will be at Lee Davis at Hanover, and we'll get to see girls soccer and boys soccer behind us. We'll see the softball game to our right while we broadcast the baseball game up in the press box on Friday night. Lee Davis at Hanover. We've got you covered on Hanover Sports on Twitter. And then our Taylor Luck at Taylor RVASN heads up to Ashland, where Atlee takes on Patrick Henry. And we're going to focus that matchup on boys soccer. Taylor will have live tweet coverage of Atlee at PH boys soccer on Friday night. Atlee trying to get into the top into our Super 6 poll. Patrick Henry, a surprise entrant at number 6, trying to keep a winning streak alive. They got Maggie Walker to deal with first on Monday. But Atlee at Patrick Henry boys soccer. We're going to have live tweet coverage with our Taylor Luck at Taylor RVASN on Twitter on Friday night. Next Saturday is senior day for Randolph-Macon softball. And even though there's only 2 members of the senior class, there are 2 very important members of that team. Madison Gilman, the Patrick Henry graduate, as well as Sierra Ford, the Powhatan graduate, center fielder. Sierra got a big home run today in Randolph-Macon's doubleheader sweep. They went 4-0 this past weekend at home, 2 over Guilford Saturday, 2 over Emory and Henry today, or Sunday as we tape this. The Yellow Jackets have 2 games left in the regular season. They come against Lynchburg. They are fighting Lynchburg and Eastern Mennonite to get either the 2 or the 3 seed behind Virginia Wesleyan in the ODAC softball tournament. You want to try to stay out of the 4 seed, because if you end up the 4 seed, you have to face Wesleyan earlier in the tournament, and they will be the favorites. Although Randolph-Macon, when they went down to Norfolk a couple of weeks ago and played Wesleyan, they split the doubleheader and had a chance to sweep. So Randolph-Macon will go into the ODAC tournament in a week and a half with plenty of confidence. But first, they got to take care of Lynchburg on Saturday. We'll be there for senior day for coverage of that. And then next Sunday, We are at Richmond International Raceway as NASCAR returns to the action track at RIR, and it will be the first regularly scheduled day race at the track in a very, very long time. You old-timers will remember that they redid the track completely between races during the 1988 NASCAR season. They had the spring race, which back in those days, Richmond used to be the second race of the season right after the Daytona 500. They'd come up 95 and come up here to Richmond and run in late February. And I can remember being at RIR on a few cold February Sunday afternoons. Well, later on, that got switched into later in the spring, and now it's in late April. But in 1988, they ran the race in February, and then they completely redid Richmond International Raceway in 6 months. And when they came back in September, it was the brand new 3/4 mile track with the stadium seating and everything that you know today. And it's been that way now for 28 years. And that's when they installed the lights, too. Didn't used to have lights at RIR. Well, most of the races since 1988 have been under the lights, but this one coming up is a regularly scheduled Sunday race, and we'll be there live from the media center. We'll have up-to-the-minute updates on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter throughout the race, post-race reaction with the winning driver and other drivers as they come and talk to us at press conferences in the media center. RVA Sports Network has you covered at NASCAR next Sunday. Now, because of that, our Central Region Now podcast next week, normally heard on or produced and available Sunday evening, may be delayed until Monday. Or if we have an opportunity to make it happen, we may move it up to Saturday night next week. So we'll have a little different schedule on our podcast next week due to NASCAR coverage, because when you go to NASCAR and cover it as a media person, you pretty much commit your entire day being there. So our podcast is either going to be early on Saturday evening or it's going to be late on Monday, and we'll keep you posted on Twitter as to how next week's podcast will go. The top 10 polls and the Super 6 polls will still come out on Sunday, no matter what. And if we do our podcast early, you could get an advanced look at those on that Saturday evening. So we'll keep you posted on that. Want to congratulate VCU Baseball getting a sweep up in Philadelphia this weekend against LaSalle. Richmond baseball struggled a bit this weekend with Davidson, but got a nice win on Sunday afternoon. And so big wins for baseball in the area today. VCU ends a sweep. Richmond gets a win in A-10 action over Davidson. And Randolph-Macon goes to 26-5-1. And again, they are number six in the country in Division III and in a three-way tie for their conference lead with a week left in the regular season. So much going on, and to keep up with it, all the time, 24/7, be with us on our Twitter network. How does it work? Very simple. We have three hyper-local suburban county Twitter feeds that cover high school sports and community sports in your area. So if you live in Hanover County, want to follow the teams in Hanover, go to Hanover Sports. If you live in Henrico County, want to follow any of the nine high schools in Henrico or community happenings there, go to Henrico Sports. If you're in Chesterfield, we cover the 10 high schools and community sports at Chesterfield Sports. And then if you live in the city of Richmond, you live in the Tri-Cities, you live in surrounding counties, and you want to follow those high schools, or if you want to follow sports across the board in the metro Richmond area, U of R and VCU, Virginia Union, Virginia State, as well as the Squirrels now underway, the Kickers now underway, all of that NASCAR action this weekend, we do all of that on the RVA Sportsnet. That's our main network Twitter feed at the RVA Sportsnet. That's at the RVA Sportsnet. We continue to bring new followers in every week. We are flabbergasted by the response we've had on Twitter over the last few years. Very flattered by that, very humbled by it, because we want to make sure that we give you the best coverage we possibly can. So wherever you are, follow us where you want to know the action. And of course, we also do a lot of retweeting our suburban feeds. If we have, you know, final scores in Hanover or Henrico or Chesterfield, we'll retweet them on the RVA Sportsnet. So you'll have a full spectrum of coverage, high school, college, pro, community, on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. Plus, we also cover what's happening in the area. Any breaking news, any weather, any traffic details, We let you know about that because that affects your life, that affects your everyday goings and comings. And whatever you're talking about, we'll get in on the conversation most of the time as well. All right, my friends, thanks for being with us for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. Rob Witham saying thanks for being with us during softball week. We had a whole lot of fun with our three broadcasts here this past week, and we look forward to our game of the week this week. Lord willing, and if we don't get too many showers Friday, it will be number 10 Lee Davis at number 1 Hanover Baseball with bonus coverage of number 1 Lee Davis, number 5 Hanover Softball. Coming up Friday night, 7 o'clock, youtube.com/RBA Sports Network. Go there, click subscribe, and you'll never miss another live RBA Sports Network live broadcast. Our broadcast schedule constantly updated on the right-hand side of the page of all of our websites, rbasportsnetwork.com, hanovercountysports.net, henricocountysports.net, and chesterfieldcountysports.net. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RBA Sports Network and solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Have a great week, everybody. Be safe out there. We will see you on the sidelines, and we'll talk to you again next week here on Central Region Now and Friday night on the Game of the Week on the RBA Sports Network.